free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And good morning. Welcome to Party Line from the 2018 Clinton County Fair. Here we are. We've got everything rolling and pointed in the right direction this morning. I'm Kevin Keith. We'll be talking with some Fair Council representatives in a few minutes. I want to thank our sponsors first, though. Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse. Call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping. Hearing Care Professionals. Hear well, live well. Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back Into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online news. So special thanks to Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan for helping us out and getting us out here at the fair this morning. We're going to start things off with Skip Davis for the Clinton County Fair. Skip.
Thank you for reminding me why I'm here.
Yeah, well, I knew why you were here, but I know there's a lot to do in that public relations spot.
Up until the fair, yes. I do all the ad buys and put out a lot of publicity for the fair in the off season and other times during the season. But only you guys and others know that happens because it shows up on your service and
right.
And then you get all the credit and I do all the work. So that's fair trade, I guess.
Well, that's why we've got you on here, to give you a little credit,
well,
too.
Well, we also get a chance to have our story told because it's an important story. And I think people are starting to grasp on to what that story is. Improvement.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking around. They're not questioning things they're seeing. They're admiring things they're seeing. And I think that's being seen across the board of the people that come on the grounds. Yeah, you're going to have a couple naysayers along the way, but and as we've talked to people, we've learned things.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned things from the Colts unit that was here on Sunday. I've learned things from Paul Huseman yesterday and today.
Mm-hmm.
And as I talk to the vendors, I learn things. And we're learning how to do a fair. You don't just come in and do it the week before. You have to plan it, and the layout is very important, and that's one of the things we're looking at right now is how we lay out the fairgrounds, especially after they do the new building up in the northwest corner of the ambulance service up there, and then how do we lay out the rest of the grounds from there south, and then long term the area we're setting in here near the livestock facility, what is that going to look like 5-10 years down the road, maybe sooner, maybe later. We have a lot of things, a lot of wheels in motion, as you'll learn in a moment. You'll talk to some of the new foundation members that are coming on board with us. Their chief job is to seek out funding, and we're not talking about $5. Yeah, we'll take $5.
Right,
here,
right.
$5.
Yeah. That all adds up.
We're looking at lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
I won't put a figure on it because that figure is quite high. And we need to bring corporations on board who understand our program, understand the need, and are willing to say, hey, yes, this is good for the community. Because it is good for the community. Every facility out here is available to anybody in the county to use, plus others outside of the county who are seeking some place to have a meeting. We went to Hendricks County last October, Boone County, visited those places, and in both instances, they said, you get the facility. We have people that come here, and we have to turn them away. We'll turn them your way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of how we're going to build business. We have to figure out marketing, how to market the 4-H building to people who want to come in and have a party on Saturday night, Friday night, Tuesday night, whenever. That building is open to the public. Yes, it gets quite busy in the spring when 4-H gets active, but it's one of those situations where it's open to the public, and it's very inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked around the county. I know there's some things being constructed now. But as I look out of the county, we still have our own niche. And that's serving up to 375 people on a sit-down meal. We can have as many as 800 people standing around in there if they're having something or other in there. But we haven't had that many. So,
right. That'd be nice, though.
Well, in case of a weather event, we know how many people we can get in there.
Mm-hmm.
But and thank God the weather's been very good this year compared to last year. But we're moving forward with our story. We want to tell that story, tell it strongly, tell it correctly, so that people clearly understand where our intentions are, where we're headed. And I think the county council members we have right now are so outstanding. They've taken the bull by the horn. I was talking to Hillary's mother here the other day at the church eatery place, mm-hmm. and she said when Hillary was offered the position, her mom said, she said, "You have to work hard on this." And she's a worker.
Yeah.
She's a hard worker. And nothing against anybody else, because they're all hard workers.
Right.
But that's just an example of how everybody have applied themselves to getting this job done.
Well, it seems like everybody worked so hard the last year, because it is something that you guys work on year-round, right?
Oh, yes. We're already planning for next year.
Yeah.
We know now what some of our goals are for next year. I have an act I've been working on, waiting 2 years to get on. I hope the council will let me bring him in next year. My cousin does wood carving with chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
And he can have a finished product in less than an hour and a half.
I've seen some of those on YouTube.
What he does, he comes in, he makes four items for the people to watch him do it,
mm-hmm.
and then after he's made those four items, we would keep them, and we could auction them off.
Very nice.
There are some positives and negatives there in auctioning off, because one of the things we want to do is we don't want to cut ourselves short on the funding we need for all the projects in the fairgrounds. We're talking a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
but a countywide effort, it's going to be done. I feel sure of that.
So with this Fair Foundation, was that everybody just kind of decided we need to do something like that?
I think it was in the cards very early on. I wrote a couple of grants and brought in about $30,000 on those two grants, but that's almost a drop in the bucket for what we need. So we see the foundation as being the group that's going to raise the money, and then as we prioritize our needs and have to get things done, then they supply the money to cover those needs. So, and one of the things we've had, Jamie, your unit's about ready to be backed into. As we... Yeah.
I'm glad they saw that there.
I'm glad I saw it.
We're doing traffic reports here this morning.
I don't know if I'll pay somebody for a club car.
No.
We rented it the way it is. We don't need to pay any more. Anyway, where was I? I forgot my train of thought.
We were just talking about the foundation and their efforts.
And so the foundation is going to be key in our money drive, and we have very experienced people working with us. We have an individual or two who have worked in other communities doing this. They've had the experience. They can tell us the direction to go and lead us in the right direction to get this job done. Somebody said, hey, you can have a hamburger fry, or you can do this. Yeah, that would be nice, but that's the drop in the bucket compared to what we really, really need.
Right. So what I know there's other grants out there available, and we were even talking to the fellow yesterday with the state board, mm-hmm. with the president of the state Standardbred Association, Jack Kinniger, and he was talking about they have a lot of grant money available, too.
Hey, we're calling them in next week.
Yeah.
We're going to get a meeting with them and pick their brain. Get this contact information. There's one key source that I have personal knowledge of that individual, and I have known this individual for many years and just have never had the opportunity to approach them in this area. So I'm ready to offer my service and walk in there and get the job done.
Well, I asked him about what was some of the things that he thought we needed, you know, where were we lacking, and he said we're pretty much on the right track. We've got some water trucks with the grants and stuff, but you're talking some big dollar amounts. What a lot of people just look at a fair and they think, hey, you just need the barns and
used very much. It's empty. It's
right,
just a big
right.
old barn.
It's used once a year.
The trouble
is,
though, we have facilities in there that have failed or are failing.
Mm-hmm.
We have the beef barn, that the old show barn that was here in the 70s when I came here, and it was not in the. It was okay, but there is so much to be done here, and if you build it, they will come.
Yeah,
you've heard that someplace before.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, a couple
matter of fact, I've played on that baseball field, but. If we build it, we're told they will come, and we believe that. The 4-H building has had a pickup in occupancy mm-hmm. dates, and we've had a numerous amount of birthday parties, wedding receptions, all kinds of things. And the people come in and decorate how they want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing you can do at our place. Decorate it how you want. It becomes yours. Mm-hmm. And that is a very positive plus for us.
It's just like anything else. You got to maintain it, right? You got to put maintenance funds into it.
Yes.
Roofs go, we've got, you know, fail,
we've,
like you said.
We put $150,000, I think, something in that area in the 4-H building, and we're not done with it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were to maintain these other buildings, well, a couple of these buildings would just be throwing money away.
Right.
So we've got to replace a couple of structures. And even the horse barns over here, they're online. And everything's online. It's the planning that we have to work on right now. We must talk to each other. We must talk, listen to the community. Maybe even have hearings throughout the county, go to Colfax one night and Michigan Town the next night and Kirkland and Rossville and wherever there's a plethora of people who want to have their input.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some of them have, well, it's always been that way. There's nothing wrong with my dad was there in 4-H. Nothing wrong with it. Well, I'm sorry. It's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
It is not good enough. It's not good enough for our kids today. Some of it is unsafe for our kids today.
Yeah, that might have been 30 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So we had horse racing last night. Some people in attendance. I saw the payouts on that thing last night. It was like $3,000 a race.
Well, a lot of that comes from entry fees.
Yeah.
And it pretty much supports that and state funds.
Mm-hmm.
And that pretty much supports that program. And because of low attendance, we've permitted people to walk in. I was talking to a lady over there who came in from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
She used to live here, but she now lives in Iowa. But she was excited to come back and see harness racing at the Clinton County Fair.
Yeah.
And we had about a 15-minute conversation about what's been going on out here, her experiences being out here. She remembers when the cars used to line up around the track and watch the races.
Yeah.
All those cheapskates that didn't go in the grandstand.
Didn't want to pay. Yeah.
But so now we have it free, and we have a significant number of people that go there. But I'd like to see the grandstands full because it was exciting last night. I was sitting across the way with Steve Royer, who's here, and you could hear the crowd cheering the horses on the backstretch.
Wow.
It was fun. It was exciting.
Yeah, I bet.
And there's nothing wrong with having a little excitement in your life away from your life.
Right. And this is a free event, and it's again tonight, right?
Right, tonight, 6 o'clock. Be there soon. There's a young lady that's going to sing the national anthem, I believe, and she was outstanding last night, and we'll do it again tonight.
Is there any housekeeping issues we need to take care of from last night or what
just
we're looking at for today?
Alker is tonight at 7 o'clock in the events tent, and the rides are open again tonight at 5 o'clock. And lots of 4-H activities throughout the day. And, of course, good food.
Yeah, always good food. Are you familiar with Jam Alker's story? He's a recovering heroin addict.
Somewhat, yes.
We interviewed him on Party Line about 2 months ago, yeah. So.
Yes, he came to us and wanted to be out here, and we said, sure, and we want to fill that events tent. It's not full every night this year,
mm-hmm.
but we'd like to get somebody in there. But we're taking a step at a time, developing rapport with the acts that we work with. I was talking to somebody who represented that over the weekend, and they said, we were here a couple of years ago, and we were disappointed we didn't get to come back. I said, you'll be back. we'll get that. We'll make that happen. Because they were tremendous.
Right.
They performed when I saw them. The crowd was walking in. They were walking in.
Mm-hmm.
They were fun to watch.
Russ Casper just texted me a question. He wanted to know about the restrooms.
Russ, you know what I'm thinking. Seriously, when the county commissioners decide to do the work on the grandstands, our plan, our hope, our desires are to have restrooms underneath them so they can be shared by people in the grandstands and the general public. That's the first step. Sure, there are other places that need restrooms, but until we identify what's going on here in this livestock area, there's no point in building any additional facility until you know what that is so you know how it fits in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't have any restrooms in Clinton Hall. We probably could use something over there. But then again, it's all about dollars,
right.
And that's why the foundation's coming on board with us to help develop those dollars so we can have those facilities. Yeah, we're aware of the need.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard it all.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've heard it all.
Yeah, probably.
I hope we've heard it all.
Yeah, right.
But if we can get this thing lined up and get this thing rolling, I think in the next 4 or 5 years, you're going to see tremendous change out here. It may not be complete yet, but I think you'll start to see change.
Well, speaking of commissioners and money, let's grab Scott Shoemaker here.
Hey, Scott. Come on in.
Got Clinton County Commissioner Scott Shoemaker. There's a dry seat there for you, Scott.
Awesome. I thought it was
good morning.
Good morning, Scott. So we've got Scott Shoemaker and Jamie Blacker here.
My buddy Jamie's
here. Yeah, we're all buddies here. Yeah. So, Scott, I'm going to ask you about the restrooms. Are the commissioners going to help with some funding for the restrooms we were just talking about? Russ Casper was asking about those.
Yeah.
I didn't know we had a shortage of that out there.
I don't think we have a shortage today. We've got some places for people. We've got places for people to use the restroom today, but we do have a large plan. It's going to be grand for this grandstands. I mean, mm-hmm. honestly, the Fair Council has put together a program, a design that's going to incorporate the restrooms in the bottom of those grandstands. Mm-hmm. And the commissioners, we support that. Now we're going to the county council for the funding. It's a large expense, but we've been saying this for, 10 years probably. A lot of us have said we've got to get those restrooms down. Well, they took the restrooms down. Now it's on us as county officials to get some new restrooms. And so we are using a lot of dollars from the landfill. I know a lot of people want to talk about the landfill, you know, but the money that comes in is going to be utilized for projects like that. I mean, we've already spent, I think in the last 2 years at least, over, $200,000 to $300,000 from that fund, and we're going to keep doing it, and that's what I'm going to keep pushing. And so the county council's meeting today. We'll get them at their next meeting because we're all out here. But we are going to have a new grandstands with restrooms, I'm hoping, by next fair, and I think Jamie can talk about the timeline. As long as we give them the money, I think they can get that.
Yeah, we're hoping if they can, you know, get the money going. They've been working on that to start on the physical property of fixing the grandstands. It won't be a complete replacement. Like Nancy said yesterday, when we had a large bleacher company come in and take a look at those, they said that's a great structure. It just needs to be updated. So the safety fencing around the top and edges, all that has to be redone. The front of it, of course, structure point, the county had hired, came in, evaluated those. The front of them, like the high school football bleachers in the county, would have the ADA accessible ramps and have places for the wheelchairs to sit in the front, so everybody could view that. All the handrails going up and down the grandstands, those aisles will need to be widened a little bit, and then they'll have a step rail there for everybody as you walk, so it can be compliant. We'd started on the process last year and we got some bids on that, but we slowed it down because we realized, you know, if we're going to do this, we need to do it right. And that's, you know, the county officials like Scott Shoemaker and the other commissioners, they've been really supportive of this. And it's just the start of the process out here. And don't want to forget IU Health. They've committed $100,000 to this project to start with. We're looking for some more funding. But as here in a minute, we're going to talk to these other individuals on the County Fair Foundation Board that we're starting, and our idea is to, you know, redo the whole facility and upgrade.
So, Scott, when I came to Clinton County about a year and a half ago, you wouldn't believe the stories I heard about how lame the current fair council was and things that have happened in the past. And I think maybe that the fair before I came here, it was just I just heard all kinds of things. I won't even go there. But everything I've heard here in the last year has been very positive about the current fair council.
Like, yeah,
I'm pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm in my fourth year as a commissioner, and the first year, and I think you know, when I drafted an order, I knew we needed to change it. We needed to get it. I didn't realize how good it was going to get. It's gotten so good. I don't want these people to leave. You know, we have had zero drama. I think that would be the word of the year, and that would have been last year as well. I mean, it's just been when we decided that we needed to separate from that association and get more county control of it, I'd never thought it would be this good.
And this good, and this quick.
I'm very proud of the people that have been on that. I know they've worked not just yearly, but this last few weeks, months, leading up to the fair, they do a lot, and it's a lot of free time for the, I mean, they are working on this voluntary. We give them, I don't think, a large enough stipend, but it really doesn't do anything but maybe pay for their dinner or their cell phone bill. But these people are really working for free out here, and they've got, I know Jamie here has got about three jobs that he's got outside of this, and so it's really nice to have the current group, and I think they're always looking for other volunteers. And that would help lighten. I think they're working on that. They're getting a good base with this foundation they're going to talk about. They got a lot of volunteer group. I see the sheriff's got some people out here to help. It really lightens their load if other mm-hmm. people are out here to help keep this place clean, keep it going. And I think next, Monday night, they'll be sitting at home, hopefully relaxing a little bit and take a little time off.
Is there anything else, Scott, that you could tell us about what you would like to see out here at the fairgrounds as a Clinton County commissioner over the next year or two? Anything on the immediate wish list?
To me, it really boils down to infrastructure. That's what we need to provide for them to be successful.
That's what Skip was talking about, too.
Yeah, for them to be successful. I think everything that they have out here, there's nothing that I can see that needs to be different as far as the activities and whatnot. But what we need to provide them is the ability to attract different groups here, not just during fair week, and that's throughout the year. I think short term, yes, we're talking about the infrastructure to grandstands and whatnot, but at some point I need the county to be able to give them maybe somebody out here that's working full time, whether it's not even maybe it's maintenance, maybe at first, maybe it's somebody that does management type deal, so this group can have a little bit of a lighter load, really. I think that would be probably within the 2 to 5 year range, but really it's the infrastructure. We can't do those things until we get to grandstands, we get to restrooms, number one, and I really am proud of this crew out here. I think you're going to hear a lot. I think you've heard a lot just in the last couple of days, but all week long you're going to see a lot of great things.
All right, well, We'll have Jamie Black here with us. Jamie, who else would you like to bring over? We've got a few minutes before our break, probably 8 minutes or so.
I guess I was going to have Scott talk a little bit about our bus tour last fall when we went to Boone and Hendricks County and what the county officials saw out of those facilities and how we can kind of incorporate what they were trying to do there, maybe here at Clinton County, and use the facility through the other 51 weeks of the year.
Okay. Yeah, Skip was mentioning that earlier. He was telling me about that.
Yeah, I mean, what you have here and the vision that these guys and gals have provided us by getting us to those locations is actually looking at and seeing it for yourself what can be done. You can say we're going to have something here every weekend, but number one, that's what we were talking about, the infrastructure that I saw specifically at Hendricks County, which provides them the opportunity to market those buildings. That somebody, when we say use the fairgrounds, we're not saying you could come out here and have a birthday party, you can come out here and have your wedding reception, there's a lot more that you can do. We're not saying boundary to boundary, but there's a lot we can do out here. Today you see it being used, every piece of this fair is being used today, but there's a lot of other opportunities for people. And again, from what I've seen, you can't do that without getting the equipment that I think the restrooms you got to have, I would like to see those double as a storm shelter too. That's our issues, really. When there's an incident out here, we got to have a place to put people, and I think that's why we want those restrooms pretty quick as well.
Yeah, it would double as a severe storm shelter, because there's a lot of times there's just outside events out here. We've had a lot of 5Ks, those different things, and those people need somewhere to go. But as far as updating the fairgrounds and different things, we learned on the bus tour last year that there's a couple businesses in Clinton County that are renting out the Boone County Fairgrounds because we were not giving the opportunities that they needed to have a successful, to train their employees and different things. And we found out there was a company that was looking at building a large manufacturer in Clinton County, and one of their points was we didn't have any place in the county for them to train their dealer network or their employees and those kind of things. So I think building the infrastructure and getting this plan put together for updating this fairgrounds over the whole, next year to 10 years, wherever that's going to take, would be an economic development for the whole county.
Yeah, that all works hand in hand, don't it?
Yeah, I mean, you always say not everything's about money, and really, the vision that they have, this for the county taxpayer, they should be appreciative of what this group has done, because long term and even in the short term, we're going to see, like he was talking about, if we have the buildings and have the space, you're going to see a lot of things that are being taken out of the county are going to be conducted right here at the fairgrounds, and that benefits the employer, benefits the fair, and it benefits the taxpayer.
Yeah. Okay, so my question was, you guys went to Hendricks and Boone. It seems like there's a lot more money down there. what could we do to be something unique here in Clinton County? Because you've got Hendricks County, you've got Boone County. They're right on the backside. Hendricks County is one of the fastest growing counties in the state.
Yeah, I don't think we want to build, you know, exactly what they have done, but we can take pieces of what they've done, you know, and start that for us. I mean, it is going to take some funding, and that's what we're getting ready to talk about here in the next half hour, and how we're starting the foundation.
I'm anxious to talk to
do
you.
That,
yeah.
And looking forward to introducing these people. But we have to, you know, lay the groundwork to figure this out. There's a lot of different things that we could do, and both of those places, Hendricks and Boone County, told us, if you have the facility, they'll come. Boone County's booked out in their facilities for 2 and 3 years away.
Yeah.
And now they're at the point they're starting to outbid each other for those certain weekends. So they felt like we were still a hub of Indianapolis, our location with I-65 and, you know, being just north of Boone County and as close as we are to Lebanon, that we wouldn't be a problem for those different ones to come here. I have a lot of people tell me all the time, they go certain places all over the country for different things, and we could host those same events here if we had the facilities. And I think that would be a real economic boom for city of Frankfort and the county. I mean, you just...
Yeah, we're not out in the middle of nowhere,
not,
right?
I
especially
mean,
with 65.
We're not.
Door,
I, mean,
yeah.
I live on the west side of the county, and I don't think people realize, you know, how many people travel through our county every day.
Yeah.
US 52 is just tremendously growing in amount of traffic, and they're just driving through Clinton County every day. So we need to get them to veer off and stay here a little bit. But that's what the county officials are working on, and that's part of our goal. And appreciate Scott and those guys looking to improve this facility.
All right, Scott, anything else you want to add before we take a break?
No, I'd just like to see everybody come out here this week. Come out more than once. As you can see, the schedule is packed. Mm-hmm. And come out and see if you want to carnival, come to the carnival. But also come around here and check out. There's a lot of agricultural-related stuff, you know, here on the south side as well. So come out and enjoy the fair. It's a great, clean place. And these guys and gals, Fair Council, want to show that off.
Scott, thanks a lot. Good to see you as always.
All right, thank you.
All right. Jamie, we'll catch you back here on the other side of the break. And we want to thank our sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, and a special, special thanks to Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan. We had a chance to talk to him yesterday. He's been one of our sponsors getting us out here and presenting us for 2018 Clinton County Fair. Wanted to run this down real quick before we take a break. Today is Tuesday, July 10th. A lot of things on the schedule all week. A couple of the highlights right now going on at the Livestock Show Arena is the Goat Show. They'll have the Beef Show at 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Livestock Show Arena. At 5:30 this evening is the Dog Agility Registration at the Dog Agility Course, and then they'll do the Dog Agility Fun Show that starts at 6 o'clock tonight. So when we come back, we're going to be talking with some members of the Clinton County Fair Foundation, a newly created group that their sole purpose is to find additional grant money to bring into the Clinton County Fairgrounds and make it economically viable. So we'll be talking to them when we come back. This is Party Line. I'm Kevin Keith. We'll take a break and be back with more next on WILO.
We now pause for station identification. We're that low building on the west end of town with antennas on top of the roof. This is WILO, Frankfort.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
After surgery, getting back on your feet isn't always easy. Milner Community Healthcare is here to support you throughout your recovery process. We offer the perfect environment for you to heal and get stronger. A speedy recovery and returning our patients home as quickly as possible are our primary goals. We're honored to be a quality-rated nursing facility and have served our community since 1971. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare for short-term rehabilitation.
Our members often ask us, is this loan too small? The answer is probably not. From holiday loans to get through the Christmas season to braces, guitars, or even that big screen TV you've been wanting. Here at Encompass, we work with you on loans both big and small. So stop by or apply online today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.